Welcome to this special holiday presentation by the Radio Players on WSIU.
Tradition holds strong this Christmas as ever at the Sisters of St. Joseph Convent and Orphanage. The buildings are trimmed in the usual elegance the nuns are renowned for. A centerpiece of the season is, of course, the creche in all its grandeur, in its usual spot on the grounds. Carpenter Carl had reconstructed the plight of the Holy Family with baby Jesus bedded down for the night in a manger of long ago. A setting peopled by Mary and Joseph, three sheep, a donkey, a cow, and the star of stars, baby Jesus. Alas, not yet fully formed by Carl in his wish to see the Christ child as a replica of true beauty. Soon, but not yet. Wait. Who's the dark figure darting into the creche and laying a baby in the trough? No telling what fervor drives deeds this time of year. Some overwrought artsy type adding his or her touch to the occasion? Well, it might save Carl the Whoa! That baby just kicked! This scene got real! Let's meet the cast of Unholy Night.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be the narrator.
I am Kelly Rathundi, and I'll be Sister Bridget and Sister Aisha.
I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I will be Mother Superior.
I'm Kevin Rathundi, and I will be Tony Santos and Father Eli.
I'm Christopher Rathundi, and I will be Tim O'Malley.
I'm Aubriana Noel Rathundi Olson, and I will be Angie Santos.
I'm Eric Bellingsley. I'll be Sergeant Peppers and Man Jack Wilson.
I'm Steve Falcone. I'll be Gaffney Parsons and Larry Stovesand.
Unholy Night, a radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene 1. Fortune's watchful eye causes Sister Bridget, crossing from the convent to the orphanage, to stop and admire the creche in the soft evening light, only to hear a whimper from the manger. The nun's first thought was a cat bedded down for the evening in the crib. The second sound to fill the wintry night was decidedly a human one, not crying so much as cooing to itself, or perhaps a quiet hello to a no longer listening world. In any event, a child was here. Frozen by the moment, Sister Bridget didn't know where to turn. The baby gurgled, and Sister ran for her boss with all she had, right into Mother Superior.
Yes, Sister, we both know who I am. Now tell me, what's got you huffing so?
The crush!
Loveliest ever. Perhaps Carl's best work ever.
Jesus!
Sister!
Baby Jesus!
You mustn't fret, Sister. The babe is not taken. Carl's not yet had time to craft the centerpiece of the tableau. He wants to take his time to shape the holy child in the most flattering form possible. Hence, the last piece is not yet in place.
But it is, Mother.
Makes sense, Sister.
The holy child is in place.
Already? How wonderful. The holy babe wasn't expected until Tuesday at the earliest. Carl's outdone himself. It's almost a miracle.
To say the least, Jesus speaks.
Scene 2. Sheriff Tim O'Malley sits at the kitchen table of Tony Santos, the only mechanic the town has known forever. This distinguished citizen is clearly upset at present.
Hola, Sheriff Tim. You are here to arrest me, no?
No.
You will confiscate mi escopito, no?
Nope.
No?
Well, your license for the weapon.
Well, si.
Did these intruders provide any ID?
Oh, no. They said they were with the government and must take us with them for questioning.
Okay. Could you describe them?
All in black. De la cabeza a los pies.
A woman's voice is heard from the other room.
Tony, inglés.
Thanks, Angie. I got it.
Angie Santos moves into the kitchen.
Their faces were all covered with the ski masks like true banditos.
Inglés.
Never thought the unruly government would reach out here. Well, evil knows no limits, it seems.
Si. Tony Santos nods.
El mal no conoce limites.
Tim O'Malley smiles.
Sounds better in Spanish.
It is cruel either way.
Oh. I'll canvass the town, see if these goons are still around. Any sign of Pep?
Sergeant Peppers has been muy...
Glances at Angela.
Most understanding. Agreed I should keep my weapon until you came. Wouldn't see me familia unarmed if those cabrons returned.
Antonio Santos!
Uh-oh.
Angie turns her gaze on the sheriff, who goes mute.
You will confess this vulgarity to Padre Eli tomorrow in the confessional.
Tony Santos, head hung.
See.
Tonight, you will host our guest, Sheriff Tim, for dinner in our casa.
Tim O'Malley stands.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Angie, but...
Juan Chinango a la Veracruz.
Tim O'Malley sits.
Red Snapper Veracruz?
Si, your favorite.
Oh, fresh, I bet.
Oh, Tony Jr. caught them this morning. Mm.
Well, might be a sound idea to wait a while, let the vermin settle in, then roust them out.
This is clever police work, Sheriff Tim.
You will also be here to protect us from them scamperos. Mm.
Tim O'Malley nods.
Si.
Marido, get our guest a cerveza, please.
I'm on duty here.
Es solo agua.
Only water. It's beer, dear lady.
What goes better with Veracruz?
Tim O'Malley shrugs.
Pep's out cruising the town.
Tony Santos, beers in hand.
That Sargento don't miss nothing.
Hands Tim a beer. Angie Santos raises a glass and toast.
Salud y felicidad.
Salud.
Scene 3. The crush lights the wintry night grandly, catching a dark figure striding toward the manger as a nun scoops up the child in the crib and sprints to the convent. Sergeant Pepper's patrol car rounds a corner at just that moment, affording the officer a clear view of the figures in motion. Strange behavior, he thought, pulling over to observe. Left hand holding her skirts high, right hand firmly clutching the babe, a nun moved with the grace and speed of an athlete. She is at the convent door in an instant, knuckles rapping for entry, her effort quickly rewarded by Mother Superior.
Sister Aisha, what in heaven's name?
I do hope it is on behalf of himself on high that I've arrived.
The figure in the crush has spotted Sister Aisha with the Holy Child and begun to stride slowly toward the convent.
Wherever did you get that baby?
Sister Aisha bounces the babe and hums.
The sweet dream is Jasu, placed in my charge when his parents were arrested by ICE.
Mother Superior blesses herself.
Saints preserve us.
We'll need an even higher heavenly source, I fear, Mother Superior.
How came you precisely by the child?
Those family destroyers have had an eye on orphanages of late, waiting for the dispersal of we innocent ones into their evil clutches. They caught Joshua's lovely parents who aided in the transfer of people without visas, themselves among them. All were taken, but Joshua's mom slipped the child to us at the sister house down south.
Mother Superior nods.
Of course. Go on.
Thoroughly wicked as those icers are, they won't stop till this precious bundle is deported.
Bounces, babe. Hums.
Not on my watch.
We must all keep vigilant watch over this child.
Sergeant Peppers enters the half-open door into the foyer and calls out.
Mother Superior? Sister Bridget? Anyone home?
Mother Superior dashes past the officer to slam the door shut.
We must exercise all caution, Sergeant, with ruffians in our midst.
I tracked one this way, Mother, only to lose sight of him. I was surprised to find your door open.
Mother Superior shakes her head.
Unforgivable error on my part, Sergeant. We've been pretty scattered with the current turn of events.
Sister Aisha enters with Joshua. Peppers nods and smiles.
Ah, this would be the child in flight, no doubt. We've had reports of ICE men in the area.
This priceless bundle is what they seek. His parents are already in custody. Nobody knows where. These evil beings have definitely come to return Joshua to his parents and the entire family back to Mexico.
Not on my watch.
Mother Superior said the Same thing, those exact words.
Well, you know, dedicated minds run on the same...
What options have we here, Sergeant, legally speaking?
Hard to say, Mother, until we see what these people are all about.
It's as clear as daylight that those thugs are up to no good.
Clutches the baby tighter.
So long as the good Lord gives me strength, those demons of darkness shan't touch this innocent. They'll have to knock down the walls before getting to Joshua.
Biblical references aside, we must keep Joshua hidden. This rabble means dirty business.
Sister Bridget darts for the door in a breathless state.
They're here! Men! All in black garb! And the babe is gone!
Sees Sister Aisha with the child.
Oh, we gotta hide this child quickly!
Loud rapping at the convent door is preceded by a tall man wearing a ski mask who bursts into the room, followed by other men in black.
I'm Gaffney Parsons, government agent, here with my associates to accompany this child to his lawfully proper country of origin.
I'm Sergeant Peppers, local PD. I'll need a warrant or a court order signed by a judge to release this child to your custody.
Our mission is top secret, requiring no documentation.
Not in this jurisdiction. In fact, I'd like you to remove your masks and reveal yourselves.
I don't think so, Sergeant. Disguise of our identities is essential to our mission.
Entering a domicile masked, armed, without identifying yourself is B and E. That's breaking and entering in these parts, gents. Either take off the mask and strap up your weapons or face the consequences.
One of the men reaches for his piece.
Man Jack, stand down. You're making a big mistake, officer.
Not the first. Won't be the last.
You'll regret this.
Leads his men out.
This isn't over.
Far from it. Where's Tim?
Oh, he's dining with the Santoses.
Mother Superior snaps her fingers.
Sanctuary.
Pardon?
We must get you and Joshua to the church where Father Eli can grant spiritual sanctuary. It's a legal facet of canonical law. Has been for centuries.
Well, it depended on who acknowledges it.
Well, there's the rub indeed. In fact, Holy Mother, the church does, with all the strength of the ages behind it.
Church versus state, a battle as old as time.
Time's on our side.
Blesses herself.
As is the Lord. Bridget, show Sister Aisha to the shortcut to St. Joseph's.
To Aisha.
Stick close to Sister Bridget. She's the sneakiest nun among us.
Thanks, I think.
We must get Joshua inside the church at all costs.
All join hands.
The innocent child, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Scene 4. Sister Bridget quietly leads Sister Aisha and Joshua round to the back door of St. Joseph's. Softly, ever so gently, they tread. Not a peep nor a chirp to be heard, till a figure in black blocks the path before them. Sister Bridget and Sister Aisha freeze. Joshua remains asleep. This is Iceman Larry Stovesand.
You must come with me.
By whose orders?
Under sealed orders to maintain visa standards.
Might we have a peek at those orders?
Afraid not. Sealed means government eyes only.
Hey, government eyes! Would you look at that?
Stovesand looks away. Bridget kicks him in the shin.
Run, sister, run!
They begin to, till they hear the click of a pistol cocking.
I'm marksman enough to take you out without hitting the kid.
You should be ashamed of such godless behavior.
That ain't the boss I answer to. Mine lives in a White House.
An imposing figure in a black cassock storms toward the group. Father Eli, pastor of St. Joseph's.
Well, my boss dwells in a white castle in the heavens above and rules over all. In his name, I command you to holster your weapon and leave these sisters about their business.
Business ain't over till that brat's in my custody.
These nuns and their charge come with me to my church, where I am granting the child sanctuary.
You gotta be kidding.
I don't kid. Sanctuary is a most serious matter.
Not in my world, Padre. Enough chit-chat. Hand over the kid.
We will do no such thing. We are going into the church now to ask God's blessing on young Joshua.
Say any prayers you want, anywhere you want, so long as that kid comes with me.
Stosan moves towards Sister Aisha. Father Eli shoves him to the ground. Stosan shakes his head and points his pistol.
You must be blind not to see a 9mm Glock, enough force to blow a hole through the church wall.
All I see is an instrument of weakness and ignorance. It holds no terror for me.
Stosan jumps up.
Enough of this hero crap. I won't hesitate to put a slug in you, priest or not, for the obstruction of justice.
Recocks pistol.
There's not an ounce of justice in you. You have so much to repent. Stay behind me, sisters, as we enter the church. We shall use the front door, where God welcomes all.
The nuns file in line behind Father Eli as Sister Aisha and Sister Bridget begin to recite Psalm 34:18. Joshua sleeps on.
Lo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
What's this? Some voodoo prayer to make you bulletproof? It ain't gonna work. Stop right there.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Okay, Padre, fun's over. I want the kid now.
Father Eli keeps walking. Stosan takes aim as the priest holds his cross up in front of him, and zing! The bullet bounces off and skitters away. The stunned Iceman looks at his pistol. Time enough for the priest, the nuns, and Joshua to hightail it into church. Stosan aims again and hits the closing church door as Father Eli chants,
"Sanctuary!"
slams the church door. Scene 5. Gaffney Parsons and his icemen are ringed around the front of St. Joseph's. It is neither confession nor communion they seek. The babe within is their mission. Their weapons are now in plain sight. The parson, as he's known, holds a bullhorn.
Time's up, Padre. Why not bring that little illegal out and save us all a heap of trouble?
God does not smile on those who mask their evil deeds.
The government keeps us safe from crazy wetbacks wanting to halt government orders by any means.
A patrol car screeches to a stop in front of the church. Sheriff Tim and Sergeant Peppers leap out.
Put up those weapons and depart immediately, and I might consider dropping the charges against you, Father Eli being agreeable.
I'll say it one final time, Sheriff. We are government agents empowered to detain illegals. That is our mission, pure and simple.
Not so simple, and surely not pure. I observe masked operatives without credentials drawing weapons on a priest and his congregation with the intent to abduct a child. Whole lot of felonies there.
Sorry to hear our observations don't jibe, Sheriff. Leaves me no choice in the matter.
Oh, sure it does. Holster them pistols and go peaceably. No harm done.
Your choice, Sheriff, not mine. I'll have that little illegal now.
Tim O'Malley draws his weapon.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
Parsons fires at Tim, hits him in the arm. Tim goes down. Stosan fires at Sergeant Peppers, knocks him off his feet.
Let's get that bit back.
The Icemen charge. As Sister Aisha draws a Glock from her skirts, still holding the child, fires and knocks the gun from Parsons' hand, then wings Stosan in the arm.
Get that bitch. That nun is done.
Man Jack raises pistol. Is blown off his feet by a blast from Tony's shotgun.
Let's get!
Runs as others scoop up Man Jack and drag him off.
I'll let him go. It's for the best.
Sister Aisha smiles.
The Lord helps those who help themselves.
Bounces Joshua.
Oh, pequeño.
Somebody's got to help the sheriff.
And his deputy.
Father Eli makes the sign of the cross.
Lord, help us all.
Scene 6. An odd but full assortment of carolers has gathered round the crib in the creche where Joshua lies, portraying baby Jesus in sleep on Christmas Eve. Sheriff O'Malley and Sergeant Peppers are sporting slings. Tim's on a left arm, Peppers on his right. Badges of survival of the encounter with ICE. Mother Superior leads the other nuns as well as Angie and Tony Santos and Father Eli in a rendition of Silent Night.
Silent night,
silent
holy night,
all is
bright.
Listening to a special presentation of Unholy Night, an original comedy written by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This production was recorded live in the studios of WSIU Radio. Post-production sound designed by Hanice Coopwood. Support for the local performing arts is made possible by listeners like you. WSIU is powered by you.